I guess the other thing that would really make that a lot easier is if, I guess, the next analysis, which I think is going to be pretty soon, maybe the beginning of next year, of the TCH versus AC followed by TH data showed that the two sort of came together and looked more equivalent.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I think that's the great hope. I don't think that that's going to be very likely. You know, I think that we would have loved to have had TCH show the same hazard rate as ACTH. I think that would have made life a lot simpler. You'd have a non-cardiotoxic regimen that shows efficacy in the same range. I think that would have become the regimen very rapidly. Unfortunately, you know, from the press release, the hazard rate for ACTH was 0.51, for TCH was 0.39. So we can't write eulogies for ACTH, and we ought not. On the other hand, one is certainly not eliminating TCH as the template to which bevacizumab can be added. I think it's not unreasonable to consider that as a possibility.
It's going to be interesting to see how oncologists in practice, how clinical investigators sort of apply this to their non-protocol care. You know, I think it might be reasonable to consider TCH, even just looking at these data right now, particularly in the lower risk patient or the older patient. It clearly has some efficacy. Maybe it's not going to be as great, but if you're looking at a lower risk older patient, maybe it's a reasonable regimen to consider off protocol right now. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I think that the medical oncologists are going to use it in a reasonable and logical way, as they should. I think that what the little data that were disclosed relative to hazard rates from 006, I think indicate that TCH is an effective regimen. We would have liked the hazard rate to have been the same as ACTH, but it wasn't. So we're dealing with, certainly we have a benefit from Herceptin added to that regimen. So I think if you have a patient who has a cardiac compromise, if you have a patient that you don't wish to use doxorubicin in, I certainly think that that's a very reasonable alternative.
It's interesting because we saw no TCH used in terms of non-protocol care in our patterns of care study. Of course, that was done before this press release. I'm betting we're going to start to see people using it.
Yeah, I would bet that you would as well.
This concludes the first CD. For more from the interview with Dr. Norman Wallmark, please turn to the second CD.